And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking some Alaska today with Bob and Charmel from Katmai Lodge, one of the greatest places on earth. You stay tuned. There's going to be some excitement in this show on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The President's Day Sell-A-Thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. New inventory is arriving daily, and they have great deals across the Ford lineup. Plus, save big when you custom order some of the most popular Ford vehicles. That's right, deals on custom orders, so you can get exactly what you want from your new Ford. Need a legendary Ford F-150? They'll help you build and order the exact truck of your dreams. Ford Ranger? Get it built for you. Buy you or order the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. But President's Day Sell-A-Thon won't last long. Check out these deals today. We want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see these President's Day deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great day today. Talking, you said it best, maybe my most favorite place on the planet. Like, this is going to be a very cool show.
I know it's right there on my list for sure. Katmai Lodge in beautiful Alaska, Bristol Bay, Alaska. Good morning, Bob and Charmel.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. Now, Bob, you're old hat at this, but Charmel, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I mean, you've been associated with us for a very long time, and I know we talk all the time, but it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's so glad to be here.
Now, as Bob, all of us know, Charmel's kind of the real brains behind it.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's
you're only good as doing when you're your best women. You
know? That's right, for sure. So what's going on at Katmai?
Well, we have some exciting things this year. We're going to be a couple new programs that we introduced to the lodge. Not only the great salmon fishing that we have, but we're going to have an early trout season this year, and we've purchased a couple boats. They're called Achilles, if people are knowing about inflatable boats, but they're kind of like a Zodiac, same principle thing. And so what we'll be able to do is to not only fish our rivers, but load the boat into the turbine otter and do flyouts with it.
Wow.
And land in remote lakes and then from there be able to get to areas where it's just unfished.
Wow. Just like nobody there.
Nobody there.
Like lakes and, exactly. And
there's two big lakes that feed our river, the Alagnag River, which then we'll be able to get on the mouth of the river as it feeds the, actually it's the drainage into our river, and where the salmon fry start loading up, getting ready to migrate out to the oceans.
Wow.
So the trout really start going crazy right there at the mouth as the fry are coming out of the lakes.
Oh, I bet.
This like blows me away, the thought of it, because Katmai is the remotest of remote already, and you're talking about wanting to get farther out and farther away and lesser people. And
exactly.
I mean, you're and the way you described it with having those boats, like you're flying to a place you can't get to anyways.
That's correct.
And
no
then,
roads.
And then putting a boat on it and getting to area that if somehow you were able to get there, you still can't get to because now you're having, you know, it's only boat access.
That's exactly what it's all about.
That's going to be so cool.
And these fish have never seen a hook before.
No.
Or
no,
a fly.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. And so this would be something for June. We've actually posted on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram as well as Facebook yesterday some photos of example, the Achilles.
Yeah,
as well
we
had
the actual boats. They're sitting in my driveway. If you look at those pictures, that's my driveway.
Yeah. and then that picture of that giant rainbow trout that one of our listeners.
This is what we did last year. Last year, we actually were able to, we had a really experienced guide take up, because they used to do this in the past, back with previous owners, and he was able to drive it up the river. But the problem is there's a section of the river where there's a lot of white water, and the river was high, and he got scared, taking it through. And I said, I don't want to, have a $20,000 boat flip over and dump two guides in the water and lose a Yamaha 150 engine. I says, no, we got to come up with a better way because we can't take this boat up there each time.
Well, that's the cool thing is you have your own turbine otter plane right there at the lodge, which you're not only the general manager owner, you're also the pilot, too. So you kind of cover all the stuff.
You kind of have to in the lodge. and mechanic, changing toilets. Too.
Bob does it all. Charmel, when somebody asks you, what's Katmai Lodge, describe it for our listeners.
It's unreal. It's something you can't explain. You really can't put it into words. You just have to be there. It's a feeling. It's not really I don't know. The overall experience, it's just unlike anything else.
We go on so many fishing trips and cool destinations and have been so fortunate to get to go to so many of them. And Katmai is so much more than a fishing trip. It's the wilderness and the wildlife and the experience and that you can, the level of service that's provided so far away from a store and a road and a car. Like, you can't drive a car. Nothing can be delivered to you by any type of road.
Everything's got to be brought in by the airplanes.
And yet the level of comfort is crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. And the thing is that it is something. Now, you're a saltwater guy, Bob.
Absolutely.
You grew up as a saltwater guy with your buddy
here,
Rob.
Here at the landing,
Long range, local.
I love it. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's also a thing about freshwater.
Yeah.
And no wakes and no swells and no rough weather.
Yeah.
It's pretty smooth. And obviously, you guys know all about that.
Oh yeah. And Rick and I are saltwater guys. But yet, we absolutely are passionate about Katmai because it's so different and the fishing is epic. I mean, that's the only way to describe it is it's pretty epic because you have the chance to catch. Like, what do you have a chance to catch down there?
Well, you start off early in the season with the trout.
They're not
year
just
round.
Little trout.
No, they're little trout. They're all
native Alaskan rainbows.
20 to 30 inch is what you're targeting. And so anytime you can catch those all the season round.
7, 8, 10 pounders.
Yes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the sockeye and the kings show up in early July. And so you try to time yourself to come out late June, early July, so you're going to get all three.
Wow.
You'll never get all of them at the same time because the runs are like a herd of wildebeest. There's one wave after another, and sometimes they overlap. So you'll have the sockeye, you'll have the the kings will come in, and then the chums will come in with the pinks. This is a pink year, and so pinks come every even year.
Mm-hmm.
So when the pinks come in, that's just another half a million fish.
Million fish
to be able to hook, and then the silvers show up, and then they're the ones that really fight the best.
Yeah.
But the weather starts to change, so they're in later in the season in August.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much the run. And during during that whole time frame, you can catch grayling, you can catch char, you can catch pike, you have trout, obviously.
Grayling was the thing for me that was one of the most fun. That is the, I mean, it is way lesser down the rung of the esteemed trout person.
It's a it's a top water with dry flies, you know, and just kind of like salmon trout fishing up in the Sierras.
It was awesome. I mean, for a guy like me that was not a dedicated fly fisher person, I love salt. I'm a saltwater guy, but they offer lots of opportunities. You make a cast. You get the rad bite where he comes up and eats the dry fly, and then you blew it because I missed the swing or I missed the hooks. You fire your fly right back in there, you get another shot. And you hook them. And then when you get them, they're the coolest looking thing.
Oh,
with
they're
that
beautiful
big dorsal,
pictures,
like,
especially when the sun's out.
And, you know, again, being a very non-experienced guy for that type of fishing, we had a 40 or 50 fish day. It was awesome. In some of the most beautiful river country that you could ever imagine.
Fishing next to a bear.
Next to an Alaskan brown bear.
Exactly.
The day that we dedicated to going to fishing the graylings, we saw 17 bears that day. One day,
wow.
We saw 17 in total from the lodge.
How about
up
moose?
And back.
Did you see moose?
We saw two moose that
two
day.
Moose
yeah,
that
when,
day.
When one was like the quintessential postcard, like moose in the river, like head in the water, big giant bull. You know, it was it's so cool.
How many eagles did you see?
Untold amount. I mean,
otters.
You start to lose count. It was just
like
it's spectacular.
Oh yeah,
seagulls.
It's pretty amazing. The thing that our listeners are saying, well, I'm not a fly fisherman. It doesn't matter.
You can
spin fish all
Absolutely.
Day long and probably be more effective than a lot of the fly guys.
The actual, for silvers and chum, the actual guys that use the gear, you know, spinning gear, catch more.
Yeah.
You know, than the fly guys. I don't like to tell the fly guys that, but
sure.
they actually do catch, you know, more fish. So if you're not a fly fisherman, this is a great way to try, to start.
One of the most fun things I do when I go to Katmai in July with our group, our Davis Boats Let's Talk Hookup group, is kingfishing on the spinner. I mean, that
totally.
Is. Have you done that?
Yeah. I mean,
it's unbelievable. I mean, you hook these 30, 40, 50 pound kings on a light spin rod. It's fantastic.
It's a 30 minute fight or longer to try and.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
so.
You know, Dallas and I, we spent more time. We spent more time fishing. We had our most fun, again, catching the lesser desirables. Like, we had more fun catching chums on spinning tackle than anything. I mean, we wanted to continue to go back and do that. Like, they pull so hard. The bite was really cool. Again, tons of action. And the spinning tackle that you guys provide is, again, top, top rate.
Yeah, you should know.
but that's true. Like, I'm a snob for gear. Like, that's the one thing. You know, I don't like to go a place and not bring my own tackle. We didn't bring a stitch.
Well, that's the thing, Charmel. You don't need to bring... You don't have to have waders. You don't have to have anything but a jacket, pretty much.
Correct.
And basically your layers, right?
Yes. Bag of your personal items, and we take care of the rest.
Yeah, and you take care of all the gear, like the
waders, the boots, the tackle, the rods, fishing license, all of it.
The everything
Correct.
When you get there. And how do you get to the lodge? Kind of describe that for our listeners. That's kind
getting
of
to the lodge, you need to get yourself to Anchorage the day before your stay. And pretty much we take care of the rest. We will get you from Anchorage to the lodge either by a direct charter or we fly you into King Salmon and a quick trip over in the Otter Plane.
In the Otter Plane, yeah. And landing on that charter flight, which is pretty exciting. On how long is the runway, Bob?
5,000 foot.
5,000 foot runway. It's gravel.
Gravel.
And very well taken care of. It's quite the thrill ride.
For the first time,
it's a thrill ride. But those pilots are so good.
Oh yeah, and if you're in the Otter Plane with Bob being the pilot well, you can't get any better than that.
Well, yeah, Bob's like the master. He's like, when I'm with Bob, it's like, oh man, we're good here.
Yeah.
Charmel can say that because I'm her boss.
Well, I've flown enough with you too. I know it's like. It's like you are a master pilot. You were a pilot for big airline.
American Eagle, yes.
For decades, right?
Yeah.
So you've been there, done that.
Okay. 25 years.
25 years. What's it like being a lodge owner now, huh?
Oh, it's great. I love going to work. I'm not getting up in the morning When I show up, you know, the alarm clock rings, I get up, and then I kick the cat when I'm going out the door.
He's retired. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
This is not a bad
retired life.
This is pretty cool. Yeah.
So it's nice. I enjoy it. I enjoy having smiley faces come off the plane and smiley faces get back on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we strive for.
And that's the thing, too, is that you're able to take, during the salmon seasons, you're able to take a 50-pound box of perfectly vacuum-packed frozen fish home.
50 pounds is about 22 fillets, 22 salmon to get to 50 pounds of fish in the box, the weights that the salmon we have.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to bring home.
Yeah.
And the only reason why we give you 50 pounds is we can't load the plane up with 100 pounds because you're definitely catching that.
You're
getting more of that. You're just throwing them back because we can't physically, you know, everything's weighed on an airplane, and so if you bring 16 people out and then you add 16 times 100, that's a lot of weight.
That's a lot
to
of
go
weight.
Out. So we have to start bumping people just to haul fish.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work out. So 50 pounds works out, you know, perfect for us, and that's a lot of fish, and especially when you're a couple. You got 100 pounds of fillets in your freezer at home, you're going to have a lot of nice neighbors.
We still have.
Your neighbors are going to love you because you're going to be giving half of it away anyway.
Not to mention the guests are leaving a little heavier, too.
The food. Yeah.
You know, and if somebody doesn't want to take fish, and we have anglers, lots of them, that just don't want the fish because they just want to catch, then you can bring two boxes because we have room on the plane. So that's kind of judged as a, you know, when you're out there and if the load going out is light, say that week we only have 14 leaving the lodge, then, you want to bring another 100 pounds? Sure, go ahead for it because we've got room.
Yeah, you certainly catch it.
Yeah, you'll catch it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, too, that sockeye that comes out of that river, the way you guys process it is so good.
I
mean, as is everything else, but, like, we fell in love with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and all of it, the silver, and you get to bring a king, I guess, if you do catch the right one.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're allowed two a day, but we try to encourage our people to, you know, be a conservative and throw the big kings back. Take more sockeye because there's plenty of sockeye. Let the kings grow, and so we don't just, you know, rape our river with all the big kings.
We limit one per box.
One per box. You know, and then we'd rather throw that one back. But we can't. We're not fishing game, so you have the right to do it. We can't. We don't set the rules. If you want to take one a day, it's up to you. It's your license, not mine.
Preservation.
Yeah. So what are the boats like, Charmel? What are you fishing on?
That's more of a Bob question.
Okay, Bob, what are the boats? Yeah, because he fixes them all.
He's the boat man.
They're Woolridge boats. They're from a company up in Washington, and we have Yamaha engines on them. We have 150s, which have the jets, because those normally go up into the braids, which is low water. And then we have 90s, Yamaha 90s, and then we have these little Lund green boats for 50s on them, and those are jets, too. So a lot of people like to fish the smaller boat. Everybody wants to go on the big boat, but actually the smaller boats get you in the tighter water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in areas that you've been up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a bigger boat. You can't get into the small channels. Where the light boat, it takes you a little longer to get up there, but the view's beautiful.
Yes.
You know, so it's and you don't have to go very far. You're fishing right when you get there. You're not having to travel long distances like trying to go down to the Outer Banks here in San Diego, where you're driving for 8 hours just to get there for 3 hours of fishing.
Yeah, you could be fishing in 5 minutes from the lodge.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
that means a lot to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Is we're not having to. That always grinds me coming out of the bay here. Oh, we're going to the 80-mile bank. Oh my God!
When we went and fished the grayling, we went up north and up into the braids, and the depth of water that the boats can run in is just like, again, from being a guy that's used to having a lot of water underneath you. What kind of water can you navigate with
you
that
can,
system
you,
that
you
guys
can
have?
You can go, you know, about 6 inches, 8 inches of water.
You're skirting on rocks.
You're basically skirting along the bottom because they're flat bottom boats, and as they're traveling, if you slow down, it's not good.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, you want to get
faster.
You speed up because as the water and the air is pushing on the front, it's actually lifting the boat off the ground. You can feel it, but it kind of gets, and you're going to hit rocks. Unfortunately, you're going to hit it. It happens. It's just part of the business.
Yeah.
And then it hurts the pocketbook. So we encourage not to. But,
But you guys are so good at it.
You can run in water that's the depth of your cell phone.
That's about it. That's about the smallest.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Two cell phones would be perfect. You know, that would be,
so cool.
You know, an average water that you'd be crossing, you know, to get through. And then once you cross the bar, you're back, back in the deep water again.
Yeah.
So, you know, what happens is a lot of times you get across it and then you shut the engine down and then you drift back into the bar and now you're stuck. So that's what you try not to do that. But it, like I said, it's part of fishing. And
totally.
Everybody's got to get out of the boat and just help slide it off and then get back in it.
But you're in your waiting gear. It's like, again,
you're in the waiting gear.
You're fishing
the
whole time.
Every part of a trip to Katmai Lodge, it's about experience. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you want to talk about a true, you know, Alaska experience. It's so unique.
It is the ultimate Alaska experience.
No doubt.
Want, like, the quintessential thought we think about Alaska, this is the quintessential experience in Alaska. And we haven't even ventured into Brooks Falls and the Bears, but as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We're going to get into that after we talk about this.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just going to be lots of fun. I'm so stoked to have both Bob and Charmel in here. We're going to cover all aspects of the trip and the fishing and all the fun, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And we've got another option that's become hugely popular here on the show. It's the text to the show option. If you don't want to hang on hold or you don't want to hear yourself talk and you got a question for Charmel, you got a question about the lodge, just shoot us a text. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. So just jump on our app. You'll fire right up, see the text to the show option, and shoot us your questions. And make sure you include your contact info when you send us that text, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of the show today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses, and this is a really cool prize. You don't just get a pair of glasses. You get a gift certificate that's good for absolutely any pair of non-prescription glasses up to $300, which virtually covers, as far as I know, every pair of Costa that they have. So, yeah, really cool prize. And basically how it works is we'll take all the phone calls and we'll take all the texts that make it onto the air, and at the end of the show, we have a coin that basically designates whether the winner will be drawn from the callers or the texter. If you're the big winner, you got a brand new pair of Costas coming your way. So again, if you want to give us a call, got a question for Bob, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and we're going to be talking all kinds of Katmai, all kinds of fishing, and all kinds of fun when we come back. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th to the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in two buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. The 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair-style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, have some fun, talk some catfly with us, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or send us your questions via that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, you have a chance to get through on the phones right now, and we've got texts are piling in. Rick, you have a great text to start things
off.
Yeah,
I thought so for sure. So, again, a reminder, make sure to leave your contact info just like Dan did from San Jose. Question was, if someone wants to bring a non-fishing companion to the lodge, what kind of activities are available for that person? Also, how about bringing kids up? That was from Dan.
Well, Dan, that's a great question. What we have now, the program is with our wildlife package, is you can bring, say, your wife, and you have a couple kids with you. Sometimes they don't want to fish every day like you do. So what you'll do is you'll bring them along, and we have they can go one day out with you and go fishing. Then the next day we take you on a flyout, which is included in that package, to Brooks Falls, which is, you know, the Katmai National Park. You can go on the website and look into that.
Get in there is like a 2-year waiting list.
It's a 2-year. What was it?
Well, yeah, Charmel? Charmel explain it. That blew me away.
At Brooks Falls, there's a wait list and there's a lottery system.
Like there's a wait list to get on the lottery, though, right?
Right, something along those lines.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
So
you can take them right there.
So we can fly you into Brooks Falls for a day trip to see the bears.
Right, as long as you're staying at our lodge, you become part of the Katmai and Preserve Park. So we can go back and forth as many times as you want to go. And basically what we do is we fly you over in the Otter, land, put you onto the beach, and then you're kind of going into a national park. So there's park rangers there. You got to go through a little class, a little bear class, which is cute, you know, because everybody gets their pin when they graduate. And if you flunk, you got to come back in, but nobody flunks. And then you actually just go walk through the park. And
wow.
You can go hiking. You can go. They got displays of where the old natives lived there, down into like a hole. You know, and they got a replication of their whole buildings in the ground.
Wow.
And then you can go on this platform, and it kind of looks like Jurassic Park. You walk on this platform, and it goes into across the river, and basically you're looking over on a platform of the falls. And anybody can go on the website and check it out.
And any classic National Geographic brown bear picture you see is from that platform.
Exactly. That platform, and the salmon are jumping over this falls. And the falls is probably about 4 feet, maybe 5 feet tall. As the salmon, they're standing up on the top of that falls, and as they're jumping, they're catching them. And it's pretty neat how you see that bear rip that flesh off, just like it's a piece of digging out with your finger a piece of peanut butter out of a jar.
I thought one of the coolest things about Brooks was not only standing there watching the falls and the salmon jump and stuff like that, but when the bears come back, they're sitting under the platform eating the salmon, literally at your feet.
Yeah. Well, and there's a pecking order. The bears have a pecking order, and the big ones are right at the bottom. They just walk in, and the other ones split. So it's kind of interesting to see the interaction of the chain of command at the falls. You know, the big guys get it first, and the small ones are waiting for the big guy to leave.
I'm sure it always varies, but what's an average? Like, how many bears would you often see when you made a trip?
Well, this
year
was really good because we had it was a real high water, so all the banks along the stream are basically covered up, so it's harder to fish. So the easier spot was the bears, and we've got pictures of 20 bears on the fall.
He's at one time.
And it varies. This is Mother Nature. You don't know that. You know, when you show up, it's not like a cage where you know the bears are going to be there. So there's times that we only have five on the – but five is a good number on the falls, too.
Right.
So and it depends on when you come. You know, July is our best bear viewing season.
Cool.
Getting back to Dan's question, though, along with the wildlife package, there is the day of fishing and the day out to Brooks Falls, but there's also an adventure day, which I think the kids would enjoy a lot. It's a free day on the river. You can go explore. You know, there's some light hiking to do at the abandoned church. For the kids, there's gold panning, berry picking. We are very remote, so there's not a whole lot to offer, since you can't just drive down the street to the store, you know, pick anything up for them to do. But we are going to start offering some archery.
We just bought an archery range.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So we'll have five compound bows there. So they can sit there.
Back. But like you say, the adventure of getting in the boat, going down the river, right, having a destination to go to, it's not like that's just a drive down the five. I mean, the adventure is the getting there, and then there would be plenty to keep you
right.
Know,
and wildlife viewing on our river alone. You don't have to go to Brooks Falls to see bears. You'll see plenty on our river along with other, you know,
moose,
otters,
beavers.
And so we're very kid friendly. Our guides are excellent. A lot of them are either teachers or have had many years experience with children. We've had somebody, I think, 3 years old on the boat, you know, and they're willing to give lessons. You know, while they put you on the water, the mom and dad, they can sit there and work with the kids on learning how to cast.
And again, I can't imagine that there is a lodge that's more remote than Katmai that is also so comfortable. I mean, meaning that the accommodations would be no problem bringing kids and wife and things like that.
Not at all.
I mean,
we have several different lodging setups. So if a family was to come out with a wife and kids, you're not being housed with other people.
You have your own living room.
Yeah, you have your own, depending on the lodge that you're in, you definitely have your own amenities. Mm-hmm. You're not sharing an outhouse like in some other lodges where you have to go out to the middle of the field and...
This is showers and bathrooms and nice, comfortable beds.
Generators, we have heaters, we have electric. It's very plush.
And that's one thing to look into when you are picking your spot up in Alaska. There's remote Alaska and there's commercial Alaska.
Right.
And pretty much there's a line down the middle of Alaska where if you're on the left side, you're going to be remote. If you're on the right side, you're going to, you know, for instance, like Homer. Homer's a great halibut fishing spot. But it's like pulling into the harbor here in San Diego. It's a harbor. You know, you're not in a remote area where there's TVs, there's cars. You don't have that experience when you come to us.
But yet, this is not a tent camp where you're going to outhouses. This is a luxury lodge, basically.
In the middle of nowhere.
Right. In the middle. Yeah.
It's really cool.
We have four chefs, a pastry chef. We got cooks. We got maid service. We have, you know, they make your beds every day. It's pretty nice.
That's cool.
That's very
cool.
As you guys know.
Yeah.
I think
for
the final kicker for the kids is that they are 50% off. So you can
kind of party there.
That doesn't get down to book. I don't know what will.
I would think.
That woke up a few guys.
To bring your
16
kids,
and under.
16 and under are 50% off.
Yes.
I would think to bring your kids would be something they'll talk about for the rest of their lives.
It's definitely a bonding experience.
It's really becoming real popular with the grandpas.
Once you're on the water, they're not on their iPads, they're not on their phones, they can't tap into Facebook.
It's all gone.
It's all gone.
There's no cell sites that they can get their cell.
Yeah, exactly.
They might not be too fond of that idea upon arrival,
but by
the time they leave, they're definitely enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed up. Great question there on the text aisle. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Why don't we start this morning with Paul? He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks a lot. How's it going, guys? Hey, congratulations, Ricky, on your tradition.
Thanks, buddy.
So I'm actually driving home from a little session of shore beach fishing this morning with my 14-year-old son, and we're listening, and we're sounds really fun to head up there. What might we expect with weather and that sort of thing during different parts of the season up there?
Good question.
Well, weather is weather. I mean, in July you have a really good chance of having great weather the whole time. August you start getting to be a little colder. You know, it starts to frost up towards the end of the of August. You know, so you know you can't predict the weather.
Right.
You know, right now till then. You know, you can show up and it's a week's worth of beautiful weather, and then the next day when you show up, it's raining. You just got to prepare for that.
It tends to be unpredictable in Alaska, and there's nothing that a light raincoat can't get you through.
Yeah.
Because if it's raining, that's the good thing about our lodge. We're not a fly-out lodge. You jump in the boat, you put on your raincoat, and normally within a couple hours, if not minutes, the rain is gone, and you're peeling off those layers. Mm-hmm. You just come prepared with your clothing. and you're good to go. You're in waders anyways, so you're pretty much waterproof.
In July, the weather usually comes in waves. So if it's you wake up in the morning and it's sunny, at noon it's raining for an hour, and then at 2 o'clock it's sunny again. So you're putting on a rain suit or taking it off. But throughout the whole day, it's not really bad. I can't say it's never happened, but it's pretty good weather the whole time in July.
But you said something really important versus a fly-out lodge versus a boat-based lodge like Katmai. Right. If you're in a fly-out lodge and it's raining, you're stuck at the lodge.
Correct.
With nothing to do.
You're not going
out. Yeah. Versus a Katmai, if it's socked in, if the fog comes in, you're going fishing on the boat if you had a fly-out plan.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's how we look at it and what your package is. If say you're going to bring your son, and one of the days you want to go to Brooks, you want to take a time off fishing, go to Brooks, I'll look at the weather and go, hey, let's fish today, or tomorrow, and then how about Wednesday we head to Brooks, because now it's going to be a clear day, because we got a sail coming, and going to hit probably about noon tomorrow. We don't want to get stuck. You don't want to be sitting there on the platform and it's pouring rain. I'd rather wait a day and then go ahead and take that day as your target to go. So we're able, since we have the plane available there, we can maneuver that around, where a lot of other lodges don't have that opportunity. They charter their flyouts, and the guy shows up, and if he's not show up, he's got to go to another lodge to take their clients out, and you're not fishing.
Yeah, for
I think
sure.
Another thing with Alaska, people think glaciers and they think snow and they just think freezing cold.
Sure.
I mean, the temperatures, anywhere from the 50s to 70s. We're not going into like 30 degree weather here.
No.
So it's very, in the summer it's very comfortable. It is unpredictable, but it's nothing you can't get through with some layered clothing.
Most of our trip, it was a sweatshirt with like a super thin, rain coat that we'd wear in the morning. And exactly, Charmel said, before lunch, you're usually peeling it off.
If you're listening in San Diego, this is how it is in July, right?
Yeah,
now.
Right.
You get with a little hoodie on in the morning, and then by 10 o'clock, you're peeling it off. And then fishing, and then it won't get dark till midnight, so you'll probably not have to put it back on. But in the mornings, it gets a little bit cool.
Very different than Southeast Alaska, which is a rainforest.
Correct.
This is the tundra. This is very north.
That is correct.
Very north. Yeah. So it's a very different. If you've been to Sitka or Ketchikan or something, it's a totally different world.
Right.
It's not the rainforest.
If anything, some light rain or drizzle actually benefits you, because if it's bright and sunny out there and you can see the fish, they can see you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want this crystal clear sunny day.
A little texture.
They're just reflecting. They see the boat. You want it to be a little.
Actually, a morning overcast with a little fog is perfect for fishing. You don't get the shadows crossing over the fish and scattering them. So that's the ideal spot.
That's cool. And Paul, take your kid.
Yeah, man.
I can't encourage you enough to take that boy with you.
Yeah.
And he'd have a
He'll
great
never
time.
Forget
Especially
the rest 50% of his
50% off. Are you kidding me? Yeah. For 16 and under, that's unreal.
That's cool, you guys.
Hey, Joe from Fallbrook has a great text here. Can you talk about the technique for sockeye fishing I've experienced on the Kenai River and wondering if it's the same? It makes me laugh because I have been sockeye fishing on the Kenai, which is AKA combat fishing. It's very, very different, right?
Right. Well, with if you're a sockeye fisherman, as you know, the sockeye kind of come up the river, and it's like a conga line. There's usually three or four deep, and one right after another. And as they're swimming along, you're just basically casting in front of them, and with a fly, and hopefully they'll snap at you, or what you'll have is, they call it flossing, which we don't recommend it, but that's what happens, is that as the line is coming through the water, it actually just goes into his mouth.
Yeah.
You catch a fish, so you're catching them one after another, but you don't have the people. It's not, if you've been fished on the Kenai, we don't have that problem. You're the only one on the beach catching them, and it's just a great experience.
Yeah, totally different world.
I mean, you're alone with your guide, and, you pull up to a sandbar that doesn't have another soul on it.
It's actually bad etiquette to stop near another boat. It's kind of
And
it's like, what are you doing over here?
It's just you. You and you're catching fish, and then maybe you'll see a bear walk by on the other bank, or you'll see an eagle fly down and grab something out of the water. I mean, it's just nothing and nobody. It's so cool.
And usually when the sockeye is running, everybody's hooked up. I mean, it's just one after another. Oh, yeah. It's just a constant, you know, from morning.
And they fight.
Oh, yeah, they fight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. They run, they fight. Yeah. And then you got the current. They get into the current, you know, and they get away from the shore, and it's
really fun. You can see them coming, too. Yep. You know, you'll watch them, like, you know, they almost, like, wake under the water. Like, you can see, like, a little breezer, you know, coming up the line.
Well, we call it the V. You'll see them coming. So you'll just stand there and wait until they start coming. You'll see this V coming up the water. And we know there's a big pod. We know it's basically a pod of them coming up, and one pod after another, or it's just solid line during the middle of July.
Well, Dallas and I went. That was one of our favorite parts too, because it's very common to be double hooked up. You know, a big school comes through, and you're high fiving back and forth, and then, you know, this one came off, and you fire back up and hook another one. It's action.
And yes, you will catch some on the fin. You know, and that happens.
Yeah, you shake them off,
you get another one.
All right, phones are packed. Texts are coming through like crazy. If you want to get through your chance right now, you have a chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. By the way, go by and see our buddy Bob Hoos at the PCS show today and tomorrow. Costa's got a great booth there. So
I heard day one was fantastic for those guys, really too. Yeah, yeah, so really stoked. They're doing a great job up there.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll probably hear from Bill later on the show if he can break away for a minute there. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Vinny. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was wondering, sounds like it's just strictly salmon and trout fishing. Is there any opportunity, or are you guys close to fishing like rockfish or halibut, or is it just strictly salmon and
No, Vinny, we're basically a stream fishery. We're about 13 miles from the ocean, the mouth of the Bristol Bay area, and so basically all the halibut and rockfish, that's kind of a southern Alaska area, like Seward, Homer, Juneau, Sitka. All those are, you know, if you look at the map of Alaska, those are down south, and you're actually in the ocean when you're fishing them. Here we're stream fishing, so it's all fresh water. There's no wakes. There's no, there's really calm, flat waters. So if you're interested in rock fishing, and if you're interested in halibut fishing, you know, there's, you know, Homer or Seward is the place to go to fish for halibut.
It's a totally different experience.
Exactly.
But I can promise you this: once you get there, you will not you'll forget all about halibut and rockfish because there's so much other fish to catch.
There is.
And like we said at the beginning of the show, Vinny, I'm you. I'm a saltwater guy through and through.
We all are.
Yeah, and I mean that was
this is a different fishing. It's fishing, but in a different way. You know? Yeah.
And they pull hard. I mean, you hook like Pete was saying. I mean, you hook one of those big kings on light spinning tackle,
or a chum.
It will challenge. Yeah. I mean, it will challenge the best of an angler. I mean, you can literally be pulling on that thing for 20 minutes. I mean, that's a really long time because there's current to deal with and big fish, and they roll around and big runs, and some of them jump real.
And also, too, Vinny, when you're catching a halibut, and I'm sure you've had in the past, sometimes you don't even know you have the halibut for the first 2 minutes until you drag the weight along the bottom and you realize you got one.
Yeah.
And then it's just a circle turn on your reel all the way up, like pulling up a garage door, you know, with your rod. Salmon don't do that.
No.
When you hit it, you know you got it.
This is angling.
And it comes and it flies out of the water and you see it, you know, and you're bringing it in and it flies up the water again and you see it. So it's a completely different type of fishing.
But considering if that's something he still wants to do and make it a combo package, a lot of our guests do that prior to or after their trip.
Yes.
Oh, going to Seward?
Yep.
Yeah, since you're flown in and out of Anchorage, it makes it very accessible to other.
Great idea.
Because basically you'll land in Anchorage you either before or after the list, you'll land and you'll go down to Seward with a car. You'll rent a car, drive down there, go out halibut fishing, come back, jump on our charter, head to the lodge, or just the opposite. Head to our lodge first, come back, go down to Seward.
So you've
got the two options.
That's a great idea.
That's cool.
Because it's right there.
And there's cold storage available
absolutely
for your
fish.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very common thing to do.
Yeah, that's common.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional.
professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, taking your phone calls. Phone's been packed. I actually just had a phone line drop off during the break, so if you want to get through, good shot. 213-432-1090.
All right, Harold Davis is on the line. Good morning, Harold.
Hey, Harold.
Good morning, guys. I was just counting the days. We got like 5 months, 23 days, and 11 hours until we take off. I already booked my tickets.
Good hearing from you, Harold.
Oh, God, I can't wait to get back up there. You know, I've been listening to you guys talk, and it just gets me more and more excited. And I get the opportunity to fish a lot of different places and a lot of different waters, but what Ricky said was absolutely true. When you catch those fish in their native environment, you're not trolling for salmon in the ocean, and they keep the boat running, and you lead the fish up. When you catch them in that current, it is hands down a way better experience. And the wildlife, you touched on it, but for a city guy, it's unbelievable what you get to see up there. And the one time that I did have a chance to film that bear chasing that baby moose out into the water was a National Geographic moment beyond all. And it's just incredible what you have to offer in that facility that you guys run up there. Yeah, we're out in the outback with all of the luxuries of heaters and good meals and nice boats, but you are out there, and to make people understand the amount of fish that come up that river. I think it was one day last year when we were there, they took a million 600,000 fish in one day at the mouth of the river.
That's not uncommon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not pounds. That's fish.
Fish.
Unbelievable amount of fish that come up that river. And like all of us, we like fishing, but I think most of us are going to say we like catching more than anything. And there you go catching.
Another thing, Harold, is people don't realize that it's experience. It's not just the fishing. I mean, we all catch fish. We've all known that, you know, you get in a great tuna bite and it's wide open, but you've been out in the ocean, and this is something that you can see. How many guys are listening right now have seen a bear chase a moose? That's pretty special.
Our favorite wildlife moment when we were there, we were on the anchor catching chums and spin fishing chums, really good fishing. We had caught a bunch, and I mean, 30 yards from us, there was a bear that had a fishing spot, and there was like a little cove on the river, and he would stand up on a perch, jump, you know, like Superman jump, you know, front arms out, land on a salmon, get it, walk himself back out of the river, get up on that perch, and he only ate the guts out of it. And we watched him do it 9 times in a row, never missed once. And, I mean, he would literally jump in, boom, get a fish, walk back up, and eat it. It's like you wouldn't believe that you were seeing something like that. You know, I mean, you're expecting, like, say, to see that on some, you know, National Geographic show with Morgan Freeman, you know, talking about it. And yet there was right in front of you over and over and over and over again. Like, it was just, that's what they do every day. Like, that was his fishing spot, and that's just what he does.
Yeah, and Harold,
the techniques. Go ahead.
Harold is an example of a hardcore saltwater guy. He builds the hardcore saltwater boat, the Davis boat, right? And he is passionate about this place called Katmai Lodge, right, Harold?
Oh, it's incredible. And I'm not a fly fisherman, don't profess to be a fly fisherman, and have never really had the opportunity to catch fish on a fly rod. I've tried, and I've caught fish. But there you catch fish, and so you learn a technique more and more on how to present, how to strip, not to strip, when to strip, how to lay it into the water, and the guides are right there to teach you. I mean, I was really a bonehead novice and still a bonehead novice, but it's just incredible the experience you have. And you talk about the bears jumping in the water. There's one around the lodge up there. I think they call him Lefty. And Lefty's a snorkeler. And you watch, and he just walks along, and all of a sudden he's under the water. And you go, where'd that bear go? And he's up, and he walks along, and then he's under the water again. It's really cool to see all the different techniques that they have. And we came around the corner last year, and I thought it was a baby cub bear, and it was a beaver. It's the biggest beaver I've ever seen in my whole life.
Alaskan beavers are giant.
It's a jouser. I mean, that thing, it had to be 70 or 80 pounds. I go, oh, my. Yeah, it is cool.
It's cool, man.
Until you try it, it's cool.
It's just a cool.
And the other part is you have to think about this. Your plane ticket up there and back is your plane ticket up there and back. And your lodging is your lodging, no matter whether you get one day coming or one day going or whatever it might be. But your trip experience is designated by the time you have to experience all this stuff. And after taking a 4-day trip and a 7-day trip, the price to go from 4 to 7 is absolutely worth every penny.
Yep.
You actually get 100%. More fishing time. You're more relaxed. It isn't like, geez, we've got to run up to the braids and see how it is catching the grating, and then we're going to run down the river, and we're going to catch a bunch of chums out on the banks, and we're going to catch a bunch of sockeye, and you're just speeding up and down. Everything slows down. Your days become more relaxed. Your fishing experience and your sightseeing experience is by far enhanced by going for a week.
But if you can only go for 4 days, I mean,
spectacular 4 days.
It's a great 4 days.
Oh, it is.
That's all you can do. Yeah. But
it is. But when you're old, you need to go slow.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. So Bob, what's your repeat? I mean, obviously, Harold and I and Ricky are all, like, we're hooked.
We have clients that have been coming out for 30 years. 30. There's an anniversary this year.
Like this guy Rob sitting next to him.
Yeah, exactly. Not quite as well. He'll get there one time. But I would say, you know, 70% of our clients are repeat clients.
Yeah, 70%.
70%. It's just a constant. They book usually as soon as they leave. We give, you know, if you book at the lodge for the following year, we get 5% off of our booking for the following year. And they'll book, and then it gives you the opportunity to pick your spot. You know, I want this room because obviously you're there. You can go look at it, and we try to fill that, you know, honor, and we'll do the best we can if you book it at the lodge. And when we walk away, July is pretty much three quarters full.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, Harold, thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
appreciate
Harold.
That, Harold.
Looking forward to fishing with you in a couple months.
Yeah, me too.
That's cool.
For sure.
All right, guys.
All right.
Have a good show.
Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Donovan. Donovan's calling us from Murrieta this morning. What's up, Donovan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Congratulations, Rick, to you in Dallas. My question is, what type of meals can you expect up there? And my brother's not a big fish eater. He'll have a little bit of Dorado's, probably his favorite fish, but he doesn't eat that much fish. What type of meals can you prepare for him?
So that's a good question. Everybody thinks because they're coming to a fishing lodge that you're going to be eating fish every day, and that is not the case. You can have a freshly cooked salmon on the river for lunch, and if he does not like that, we can, you know, make a hamburger. We can pack him up a sandwich, a salad, whatever he wants. For dinner, there's a variety of options. Normally there's a couple proteins, you know, a couple sides. If he has any health or dietary restrictions, we do take that into consideration, and there is a registration form. He can detail absolutely no fish for him, and our cooks will take that into consideration.
The food there is insane, and you have a choice of so many different entrees and side dishes and stuff like that. You will not go hungry. And, you know, one of the things, here you are in a super, I'm a big salad guy. Every night, big salad, some great soups, it's fantastic. I mean, big steaks. I mean, where do you get those big steaks, Bob?
Well, basically, being that we have charters coming in, it's basically our own little shopping cart. So
yeah.
We'll have it fresh, you know, vegetables every week. You know, when you're coming in with your bags on a Saturday, well, a quarter of that cargo space has got mushrooms, carrots, you know, lettuce that you don't even know about. It was loaded up prior to you even seeing the airplane taxiing up. Obviously the steaks is, you know, we have Costco, and not Costco, but Sysco is the big distributor. And just like the Syscos you guys see driving around on the freeway here. It's just
the same meat truck that delivered to your restaurant that you ate at last week is the same company.
Well, it's called Ted's Tasty Meats, and we order most of our prime rib from them because they're a little bit better than the Sysco brand, but it's a local guy up there in Alaska that handles meats for the restaurant.
So it's pretty cool. I can promise you this, nor your brother nor you will ever go hungry.
We always have prime rib on Friday nights, and then we have a turkey night on Sundays, just like grandma's turkey, and then we have an Italian night, and then we have a Mexican night. So it's basically, you know, we have varieties along the whole way, and at any time that he wants to eat anything else, the chefs will be happy to make his own meal up just for him.
You covered it very briefly, but one of the favorite parts was the shore lunch. You know, having lunch on the boat, pulling off to a sandbar, pulled out the little grill, cooked a fresh piece of salmon, or, you know, we cooked burgers one day. It's so cool.
Yeah. You come in, and your guide's going to meet with you, and he's going to say, what would you like for lunch tomorrow?
Yeah.
You want to do a shore lunch, or do you want to just come back to the lodge?
Yeah, sure,
just stretch out. You want to come back to the lodge and eat with the crew? We're more than happy to have you there.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including that catch report. You stay tuned. You're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup on ESPN Radio, Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The fishing season is fast approaching, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know that we have been loading up on tackle. Fishing gear will be very difficult to get this year, so make sure to take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We will not attend any trade shows this spring, so this is your golden opportunity to get incredible deals on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, tackle bags, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles during both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram to get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle's huge spring sale, Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We'll see you at the landing.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.